We see across the globe the amount of people do itikaf during the month of Ramadan. And it's not only for 10 days, but they do for the whole month. And just like normally people are recognized amongst the people they socialize with. And those fortunate brothers who are associated with Dawat Islami, those brothers who are associated with this beautiful environment, and they spend their time in this environment, they actually have the internal change within themselves. And that change is realized once they're out in society as well. Many people have come to the ijtimas of Dawat Islami, many people have done itikaf in Dawat Islami. And once they've left that end of the 30 days of itikaf, you will see that they change, their life has changed completely. And they have become those people which people would probably not have even thought of, that this person is able to change. But alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has changed those people from what they were to what they are. The other aspect I would like to talk about is about prisons. If we look at the prisons, just in the, because we're sitting in Birmingham in UK, just around the 50, 60 mile radius around Birmingham, the Midlands area, there are approximately 8 prisons just in this radius, about 60 mile radius. And now, Shazab, when we look at these prisons, the young, they are prisons for the young people under the age of 16, then there are prisons for people between the age of 16 to 20, 21, and then the adults. Now, each prison has a various category, what type of prisons they get. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is working within those prisons and is rectifying those people. We got a category A prisons, for example. And who are category A prisons? These are those people who have been given a sentence of a long time. And when I say long time, Shazab, it's maybe 15 years plus. This is those prisons, people who are very serious offenders. But alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has gone into these those prisons, have changed the lives of those prisoners, and they have begun to practice on deen. They have begun to read their daily prayers. They have begun to read the literature of Dawat Islami, which brothers have gone there and they've given them literature as well. This is what Dawat Islami is. Often we look at changing people's lives. When a person is released from prison, they normally set some sort of a task of reforming them. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is reforming people within the prison centers and whilst they, when they're out as well. I've come across many people who have come to me that my son has been in trouble due to the circle of friends he had. But if we look at when we keep our circle of friends, we know that whether our circle of friend is leading us on the right path or the wrong path. And we need to keep our circle of friends who's going to keep us on the right path. Now, giving donations towards Dawat Islami, how is it helping us? It is helping us to reform these individuals who have gone astray. Now, we may say, well, what is going to benefit to us? Shasa, if you look at this, Dawat Islami is benefiting young children from the young age of 6 onwards, teaching them the Holy Quran, teaching people to become Hafiz of Quran, teaching people to become scholars of deen, and then further on, teaching other people thereafter as well. This is not only beneficial here, but this is beneficial for us in the hereafter as well. It is changing the lives of many generations to come. So you donate towards Dawat Islami, this is not only going to benefit one person, but it's going to benefit the generations on to come.